from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I had to take a little ride.
Back here on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco with you. That's Amore.
That is Amore.
That's what
right?
I said last night. I was weird. I was shirtless in my bed shorts, and I just thought of Mac.
It's just Mac being good. Mac.
Yeah. That's Amore. I went straight to the dock, and I was like, all right, here we go. Lead's done, boys.
Yes.
Close your eyes. See you at 5. Like, as soon as I saw that grand slam, I was like, yep.
Oh, yeah, unless you're one of those who turned the game off after, like, Benintendi's home run and then got up at 1 a.m. and watched the condensed game. I mean,
Mac's awesome.
Yeah, so I just think right now, from the 913, did Mac get dumped? This music has those vibes. Did you get dumped over the weekend in Nashville?
Still good.
No,
yep.
Okay, still good.
Fiance and I still strong.
Still,
yep.
Okay, all right, good. Give it a couple
surprising.
Months.
I don't know why.
Strong,
yeah, exactly.
Unlike strong. The pool water at the Olympics.
Very weak water at the Olympics today. Again, another nice swimming event took place that we just watched. Who won? Hell if I know, but they're on. And we all watched Bobby Witt win last night. Bobby Witt's the real winner. In all of this, and really, I hate to say elevated himself to the national stage, because I feel like we're saying that every freaking night with this guy.
I think you could say he solidified himself there.
Right.
He's already shown it, but now it's like, all right, he belongs.
But every night, it's something else that makes you go, wow. Like, with Patrick Mahomes, it was once a week, and we were smoking cigarettes, you know, all week.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is doing something every night. We're all going to have lung cancer by the time this season's over.
Yeah.
And it feels like with Bobby, it's like, it is him. Like, he is the machine. With Patrick, obviously, it's him. It's all revolves around him. But he's got Travis. He's got some things. Bobby, it's like it's him doing it all by himself, making
really
this happen.
Is, right? Like Salvi pitches in, you know, from time and again, obviously. And Vinny has some big moments here and there. And obviously, Michael Massey can control the back. Garcia, you know, does some good things as well. But nobody has been, and I hate it even to say the word consistent, like Bobby Witt Jr. has. Like, he started the season, and he's right where he is right now. And he's never suffered a slump. He's never suffered a letdown. He's never gone, like, two games without multiple hits. Like, it's just bizarre watching what we're seeing right now. And and those of us who were alive during the George Brett years, which I was, but I don't remember 1980 or anything. I was 3, right? Like, I don't remember those years of George Brett, but I know George Brett, the player, and how awesome he was, right? Because I saw him play later on in his career. But for the first time, Dusty, in most of our lifetimes, we're watching a coming out party, and we're watching somebody dominate in baseball like this town has never, ever seen before. And quite honestly, many towns have probably never seen in any sport. There aren't many people that dominate their sport like Mahomes dominates football, like Bobby Witt dominates baseball. Who dominates basketball? Anthony Edwards right now dominating basketball. Kevin Durant dominating the international game. Like, you know, Ledecky dominating swimming. Like, there's very few athletes that you can truly look at in sports today and say that is a dominator of their sport. And Bobby Witt is a dominator of his sport right now.
And speaking of domination, and that's, I think, why I'm excited to see if this team get to the playoffs, because I want to see Bobby Witt Jr. in the playoffs, because I don't think he skips a beat. I think he continues to do that.
Yeah.
And last night was one of those moments where I said this earlier, and we'll revisit what we talked about to start the show. Thank you for joining us. You can also join us on the Odyssey app. Go to Festco in the Morning, click on it, hit listen now. And the other thing that's interesting about this is that last night was one of those moments where, you know, you think to yourself, yeah, is it awesome? It's a grand slam. It's Bobby Witt Jr. But you look at, like, the situation of the game. That was a clutch moment,
yeah,
correct?
Right, yeah.
Bases loaded. Michael Massey worked a walk. First pitch, gone. Onward we go.
Right.
I found this stat last night as I'm trying to go to sleep because I'm just so high on energy. Of Mahomes and quarterbacks and everything. Since 2001, there have been 125 drives in the NFL postseason where it has been at least the fourth quarter. There was under a minute left to play, and a team on offense trailed by 7 points or fewer at the start. We're all on the same page so far?
Yeah.
Fourth quarter, one team with the balls game. Down, one possession game. These are your standard clutch moments for a football team, or the do-or-die drives that win and lose critical games.
How many minutes left on the clock?
Under a minute.
Under a minute.
Yeah, okay. Under a minute. Out of those 125 drives, only 40% of them saw the team on offense pull off the magic trick or get the points they needed. Okay. Some quarterbacks have been pretty good at this moment or these clutch moments, as of Tom Brady, who went 5-for-11, 46%. Pretty good.
It's really good, yeah.
Drew Brees, he did it 3 out of 6 times. That's easy math, 50%.
There's right only been, around 50?
Yeah, there's only been one quarterback in this situation that's been perfect. You know his
Todd
name.
Todd Marinovich.
That is incorrect. Even Jamar Chase would have to say the name Patrick Mahomes, who is 7-for-7 in those dire situations where their team was down with at least a minute left to play or only a minute left to play in the fourth quarter, trailing by 7 or fewer to start. And Patrick Mahomes is 7-for-7 in those moments.
I'm surprised there's only been 7 opportunities with that, too. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, he's only done that 7 times. I feel like Patrick Mahomes has done that a heck of a lot more than 7 times. But it goes to show you, we talked yesterday about some jackass coming out with, like, clutch stats, and had Patrick Mahomes, like, the 8th clutch quarterback in the NFL.
Hello,
right?
Jimmy
G. I mean, that's like a paste eater coming up with stuff like that. Like, you see that hypothesis, you redo the hypothesis. You go, okay, this isn't working the proper way. This one right here is showing you that Patrick Mahomes is in fact better, as Max said, than Jimmy G in those clutch moments, because Jimmy Garoppolo was ranked higher than Patrick Mahomes. If there's anything that Jimmy Garoppolo is ranked higher than Mahomes is on the football field, then we need to take ourselves out of the equation and redo whatever hypothesis we came up with, because there are no measurables out there that show you that Jimmy Garoppolo is better at anything football related than what Patrick Mahomes is right now, especially in those clutch moments. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has made his career off of coming through in clutch moments, down 24-0, down 10 points to the Texans. I mean, down 10 in the Super Bowl to the 49ers, down to the Eagles in the 49ers, down to the 49ers again in the Super Bowl. Like, how many times this guy was down just in the postseason, fellas, and found a way to come back? We're not even talking about regular season moments. Like, I don't know, the Baltimore game where he hits Tyreek for 49 yards.
Yes.
I mean, it's 4th and 9. They gained 49 or whatever it was on that play. Like, that's a regular season moment, okay? We're talking about just postseason moments that Patrick Mahomes has taken over and dominated. And back to the Bobby Witt comparison, I can't wait to see Bobby Witt on the postseason stage, and I can't wait for America to see Bobby Witt on the postseason stage, because then everybody can realize, oh my God, the best baseball player in America right now today is playing in Kansas City. The best football player right now today is playing in Kansas City. We're pretty much a hotbed of sports right now.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you look at clutch moments and you look at the player that does it, and it's Bobby Witt Jr. and it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no comparison right now over who the two most clutch athletes in the sport.
At least for this year, because July, the player of the month for July is over for the Royals. The player of the month for the July in the American League is over. And it's moments like that. And, you know, when you see Mahomes do those things today we take it for granted. And that's not a bad thing. Right. I'm not saying you're a bad fan for, like, when Mahomes does a, you know, roll out crossbody over the middle, hits Kelsey for 15, and he takes it for another 20, when you're like, he did it again. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see that evolution of Bobby Witt Jr. And that moment last night, which is similar to the Patrick Mahomes moment, where when players are this good and they're on your team is elevated substantially higher. And to kind of continue to give this, as we talk about, we want to see Bobby Witt Jr. in the playoffs, which everything gets amplified, everything gets a little bit more tense. Yeah, it was the White Sox last night, Bob.
Yeah, it was.
But
yes.
Again, the games are running out. I don't care if it's the White Sox, if it's the Twins, if it's the Tigers, the Guardians, whoever.
If they didn't Bobby Witt this game last night, we would come in here this panic morning button. Talking about the panic button. Because one of your texts last night was, boys, are we hitting the panic button this morning? And I kind of chuckled at that. I said, we'll see where this one goes, right? And obviously freezing cold takes and, you know, like baseball. Have you seen that Twitter account, Unforgettable Moments Before Forgettable Events or something like that? And it's always like something that happened right before a big moment. That was your text last night. Like, boys, are we hitting the panic button tomorrow on this game? And had Bobby Witt not brought the Royals back and won the game for them, we probably would have been getting close to hitting that panic button, because you would have lost to the White Sox, a team that lost 14 in a row. You didn't really put much of an effort up last night until the eighth inning, right?
Yeah.
And that pitcher was flexing on them for the most part of the game. And then Boston won last night. The Yankees won last night. The Guardians won last night. We would have been saying, well, at least the Twins lost, so we didn't lose any ground there. But everybody won last night. We would have been out of the playoffs this morning had they lost that game. And so I think, the panic button would have been hit, sort of, because it would have been a bad loss to a bad team at a time when everybody else won. And that could have been one of those swing games that you look back on, like, how did we lose to the White Sox on a Monday night?
Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. This stat also impressive when you talk about Mahomes and Bobby Witt and who the, two showmen are in the big sports. Again, Kansas City doesn't play in New York, so I'm sure they're having a small conversation about Bobby Witt Jr. and a large conversation about the arrival of Jazz Chisholm and Aaron Judge's two home run game last night. But one thing that everybody knows now is that Patrick Mahomes has just dominated his sport and his craft. And in fact, since he's been in the league, we all know this, he's been to six straight AFC championship games, six consecutive Final Fours, right? Even Bill Self is looking at that stat like, how do I do that?
Yeah, right.
Right. And the only other team that's been somewhat consistent out of the last 6 years, four of those years, San Francisco 49ers have been in that Final Four as well. But this is another thing that I think when we talk about the narrative getting taken for granted, guys, I remember back in the day when it was like, all right, let's just get a playoff win. And they went and beat Houston.
Right.
And then it was like, when
nobody remembers that game.
Right. And
I mean, I was at that game and we were doing, I was doing stuff for Channel 9 at the time. And Laura Moritz and I were getting like harassed by Houston fans at that game.
That's
and like,
nice.
That's cool. Come we got ourselves a win, and the Houston fans are like, boo, Kansas City stinks. We're like, hey, that's a playoff win for us. Right. We're like, all right, awesome. Now it's on to New England, and nobody remembers because they lost to New England. Right. But like, that was the kind of the coming out party. And I think people did take that playoff game, Dusty, for granted a little bit, because nobody remembers that playoff game.
30-0. Right?
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was a housing. Yeah. I mean, Nyle Davis took it back to start the game.
Open the game, yep.
And that was it. It was over.
And to think that it got to a point where, like, well, they're going to win a playoff game. It's been 30 years they won a playoff game. Andrew Luck comes to Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes wins. And then Andrew Luck says, you know what? I think I'm okay. I don't want to play in the NFL anymore.
Right.
But that, to me, is just part of where you tie in the Bobby Witt Jr. and the Patrick Mahomes sort of comparisons of superstardom and things that we eventually will take for granted. Like, Bobby Witt Jr., oh, yeah, another three-hit game. Well, actually, it was a four-hit game. Not only that, he's now had, what, like three-hit games in six of his last nine? Mm-hmm. I know he's in his 11-game hit streak. He's hitting hitting 525 with 24 base hits. Not only does he have an 11-game hitting streak, but he's averaging two hits per game in that 11-game hit streak.
Yeah.
Insane. Taken for granted because we see it all the time. Patrick Mahomes getting to six consecutive Final Fours in the NFL, or the AFC Championship game, if you want to call it that, is something that it's like, oh, yeah, we don't talk about, are they going to have a playoff win? Are they going to be able to host a playoff game? No. It's, are they going to be in the Super Bowl? Because we're already penciling in that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in the AFC Championship game. No one's talking about, well, can they get back to the AFC Championship game? Mm-hmm. Nobody is. They're talking about that in Buffalo. They're talking about that in Baltimore and Cincinnati. And that's where that conversation is. And the Chiefs have elevated their play so much, so far beyond, that we just go past and go, ho-hum, six consecutive AFC Championship games. Yeah, that's cool. Five of them in a row at home, one on the road, still be Buffalo, or still be Baltimore on the road. Let's see what happens this year. Who's the team they play this year in the AFC Championship game?
But I don't
Not think, do you make it. Who do they play?
Who do they play? Yeah, and look, I don't think you should be taking what's going on for granted. And it's some of the best advice my father ever gave me as a child. We're watching the Giants in 1986. He goes, don't take this for granted. It doesn't happen all this often. Right. I'm like, okay, old man, whatever. And he was right about that, right?
Sure.
Like we're seeing from a Chiefs side of thing a major anomaly. And that's why when I see people complaining on X or wherever about the Chiefs, and they're getting kind of caught up in the minutia of who's going to be the third, you know, defensive tackle to rotate in, I'm thinking to myself, my God, look at the biggest picture here. I mean, you're worried about stuff that, quite honestly, is insignificant and doesn't matter, right? Enjoy the moment of what's going on. And that's where I think folks need to be right now with Bobby Witt Jr. The good news about Bobby Witt Jr. right now doing what he's doing is we did in our lifetimes have experience of the Royals having success and winning that World Series. Mm-hmm. And in 14 and 15, if you didn't appreciate every one of those moments because you thought it was going to continue, you probably now have a different lease on life and you're looking at it and going, okay, I'm not going to take this for granted because I don't know how long it's going to be around. With the Chiefs, for the most part, none of us had experienced any sort of winning with Kansas City. A couple of games here with Marty and Dick and stuff like that, but nothing like, you know, spectacular like what we're watching right now. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that fans aren't taking this for granted. And if you are taking it for granted and you're getting mad about the minutiae of the day-to-day type of stuff, check yourself for a minute and realize big picture what's going on. And I don't say it's taking it for granted, but I schedule my physical every year in February, and I always look about when the season's going to end, when the Super Bowl is going to be, where the parade's going to be, and that's how I schedule my physical, because I don't want to have to cough when the Chiefs are marching in a parade.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. The top 100 continues with 40 through 31. We can dive into that
a little bit. Has this lost buzz to you guys, by the way?
No, absolutely.
That it's not on television this year, right? Like, I know they're pushing everybody this NFL Plus or whatever it is that they've got going on. This one has kind of fallen on deaf ears for me. I find it to be hard to find. I find it to be clunky. I find it to be like, oh, that's right, that's going on. Where, like, I feel like in the last couple of years, it's been there. Like, everybody's talking about it. I feel like this one has kind of fallen on deaf ears a little bit.
There's two reasons. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I completely agree. And also the interviews that come with the NFL Top 100, the audio that we get of them sitting down. I mean, that's how we got the Jamar Chase, I'm not going to say his name thing.
Right.
I've been missing that audio, too. I don't get any of those interviews. I feel like it was much more accessible in the past.
Yeah, I do, too. I feel like we're definitely, definitely missing out on what this used to be. And Dusty, you said you got two reasons why.
I think there's actually three.
Okay.
Number one, I think it's stale.
It is.
I think it's just, know what it is. Fair. Just get it.
Once Aaron Rodgers was at 92, I'm not going to lie, I kind of checked out on that one. It's based off your performance of last season. Right. Aaron Rodgers does not belong on that list.
We've got someone else on this list today that we'll talk about. Similar.
And then the other thing, too, the second thing that I will say is that baseball's pretty awesome right now in Kansas City.
It is.
You're not pining for Chiefs content,
right?
Which, I mean, we'll get there. The other thing too is that we know who number one is. Once you know the end of the book, why read it? Right. Like if somebody spoils the Sixth Sense for you, like, oh, by the way, Bruce Willis is dead the whole time.
What?
You're like,
whoa. I was meaning to watch that. Like we were going to watch that on Friday at my house. Now you've ruined our night.
I wouldn't stick around for movie night. I'm sorry.
I woke up.
That's good. At least he's got somebody. But the interesting.
I wouldn't stick around for movie night. Yeah.
No, it's dinner, a couple drinks. Then, boys, it's 8:30. We're all tired, right? It's Friday. Yeah, like, literally. He's rubbing off on us, man. Like, I got to get home before my eyes before they shut on the road. But no, I think that's probably part of the reason why we're not like ear to the wall, like ready to see the list. Like, we know Travis Kelce's probably going to be in the top 15. We know Chris Jones probably going to be in the top 15. Mahomes is the best player on the list. Bobby Wood Jr. and the Royals are playing competitive baseball, and it's done.
It is
like Madden ratings. We're excited to know because we don't really know who's going to drop off in ratings. For some reason, that's what we've always done with video games. You've always gone to the thing like, okay, he's got what speed? 97? Nice. Right. Okay, Mahomes throwing power, 99 still. He's still a 99 overall. Cool, got it. But that's
God forbid they drop Mahomes in 98. There's going to be hell to pay.
That won't happen. They ought to just put him at 100, knowing the stats that we just read about the clutch moments. Yeah. Or in the fourth quarter, Mahomes' attributes just go straight to 100 across the board. What they should do in Madden. Once the fourth quarter hits, it's like, oh, shoot. Like, that's a pup card you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the thing, I think, when it comes to the top 100 list.
And also, I think the Olympics play in as well.
You could add a fourth leg to that parlay as well, where it's like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, but, I mean, I think the main point is that it's just, it's run its course. Like, it was cool the first couple of years. Who's going to be number 10? And you're like, oh, I don't really care now because I know what basically the list is. I know the scouting report of how they put it together. Like you had mentioned, it's based on last year's stats. There's always going to be three names that get on the list where you're like, that guy's ranked that high? Okay, fair enough. And I think that's the best part and of why we don't really care. Plus, I think baseball in this town right now is electric and everybody's interested into that. And you think about the last 7 years when this list has probably been going on. Once we got to like June, we're like, okay, they report in the middle of July. First preseason game is August, whatever. We got the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. Right now you're going, okay, so tonight it's Michael Wacha versus whoever. Right. They're trying to make them lose their 16th straight. Can Bobby Witt Jr. stay hot? Correct. And then you're like, oh, wait, on Twitter while I'm in commercial, I'm going to go ahead and, oh, they released the top 25.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll get back to that.
And you never get back to that, right? And it's crazy how, and this is what I'm talking about with winning baseball, how winning baseball trumps everything that is going on in sports because it's every day and we're living it every day. And last night's game was unbelievable. We get the opportunity to see that again tonight, right? We get the opportunity to watch Bobby Witt Jr. play again tonight. We get to watch the Royals go for another win tonight. We don't have to wait an entire week, and it's fresh and it's new and it's awesome and it's something different every single night with this baseball team. And that's, I think, has captivated all of Kansas City. And as we get ready to go back to school, people start getting back into their back to school and their fall routines. And the Royals are going to be a big part of that, right? People are going to be paying attention more now than they have probably since 2015 at this time of year, because by 2016, this time of year is kind of fading a little bit. I know they finished 500, but you know, it wasn't really a great season. There were a lot of injuries that year and whatnot. So for the first time in 9 years, the Royals have worked themselves back into the conversation and the daily life for a lot of people. And when that happens, I hate to say it this way, something has to fall off. You don't have time for everything. You just don't. And I think like I just
and he's a dad and he knows.
And I just feel like the top 100 list of the NFL that used to be cool and fun, and it's probably run its course. And especially with Aaron Rodgers being on the list, and I guess Joe Flacco made the list, and people are kind of up in arms over, you know, Joe Flacco being considered one of the top 100 or 110 guys in the NFL right now. So I'm just looking at him like there's really not a lot of things here that are lightning rod material, and not a lot of talking points, and not a lot of things that, like, if Patrick isn't number one, by God, we'll have a conversation about that, and that's just idiocy. Not
we don't
putting
have to
him
worry
number
about
one.
That.
I would hope not.
We already heard the Jamar Chase audio.
Yeah, that
who's
is
the, who's the number one guy. Yeah, I'm not saying his
name. I'm not saying his name.
Sorry, thank you. Yeah. And that's all I need for the top 100 list. That's the only thing I need. That got you talk about lightning rods. That got my rod lightning.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's
absolutely
where I was like, oh, that guy who talks a bunch of bull crap won't say the guy's name because he's so salty about it. Then do something about
it. So what is his defensive teammate saying right now? Like, bro, seriously, I got to go out here and play against this guy. You don't.
Well, he didn't put him on a puppet and call him Kermit.
He did not. That was a defensive guy, too.
Men's volleyball going on right now.
What
How
do you
about
think
that
of
for
volleyball?
I love it.
You do? See, it just doesn't grab me.
Because
really?
I love the stat that's like exit velo. They have spike speed. And some guy just spiked it at 111 miles per hour.
Imagine that thing coming at your head.
Not a chance.
No way.
No, sir.
Out of the way. Look how tall some of these guys are.
I got caught up
in surfing yesterday, fellas. They're doing that Fiji. Oh, my God. I mean, the wave pool that they have for this thing is fantastic.
It kind of sucked, though, because all the surfers are, like you said, in their own area. They're not with the other Olympians. They're not at Olympic Village. They don't get the same experience at all. They're going to end way sooner than everyone. That's kind of weird.
It is
fun, though.
It's the way they do it, man. It's how they love to show the surfers, I guess. I don't know if you're still into the judo thing.
I found myself into the fencing a little bit yesterday. You know, like, I'm watching fencing, and they keep going to the monitor, and the ref's like, I can't make a decision. Do it over.
If Bob keeps watching surfing, we're going to hear this sort of voice on the air.
Broad. Just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted.
Speaking of pitted, we'll talk about the trade deadline that ends today at 5 o'clock. Is that the right time? Make sure to do the job right. Are the Royals still buyers? We'll talk why they could be after the break. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. You're listening to Fesco in the Morning on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.